Hello, welcome to the Friday edition of the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. This past week, we looked at John chapter 13, and we were looking at the story of Jesus taking place during the Last Supper, where he washed the feet of his disciples. I want you to imagine for a minute, you're a LeBron James fan, maybe, you know, living in Ohio, rooting for the Cavs, huge fan of LeBron, and imagine he comes over and knocks on your door. And you welcome him in. You're like, LeBron James, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I came to clean your bathroom. You know, he's got gloves on. He's got a mop and some cleaning supplies. Imagine him coming to your house and washing out your bathroom, scrubbing down the toilet, taking out the trash, cleaning off everything, mopping the floors. In essence, this is exactly what Jesus did when he washed the feet of the disciples. He was doing one of the lowest chores that a servant would do, like the lowest servant on the totem pole kind of a job, you know. This is what he chose to do on the night before he gave his life for our sins. Now, it's really interesting that he would choose to do something like this, you know, because what would you choose to do if it was your last night? You know, wouldn't you want to spend it with those you love? Wouldn't you want to tell them how much you love them? Well, that's exactly what he did, but he did it in such a way to teach us what greatness actually looks like. You know, the disciples had been arguing who was the greatest, and yet Jesus, who we all know is the greatest, gave an example. And when he said, you know, you call me Lord and teacher, that was the I am statement. You know, I am Lord and teacher. That means he's the master, and he is the example setter of all things that we need to know to live in relationship with God. And he showed a true humility by being willing to do this act to clean the feet of disciples. But what's interesting is that he chose to clean Judas's feet. Now think about that. He knew Judas was going to betray him. He knew that Judas was already trying to think it through and trying to look for a way to work this whole thing out. And yet Jesus chose to wash his feet too. You know, there's a passage of scripture in Philippians chapter 2 where it talks about having the mind of Christ, that he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped. It says that, you know, he, being in the very nature of God, gave up his rights as God to take on the form of a servant. And he died a death on a cross that a criminal would have died. And he did it for the purpose of washing us with his blood, that washing away our sins by this act of incredible grace towards us. That takes real humility. He says back in the passage when he was talking to his disciples, he told them to do the same. He told them that, you know, we must love one another if we're going to be his disciples. And that's how people will know that we are, you know, believers, followers of Christ. You know, and I think it's interesting that we all want, you know, to share the gospel with people. You know, we all want people to know who Christ is. Now, some of us are better at that than others, and we've come up with strategies and fine words to say and arguments to share. But the most incredible tool of evangelism is that believers would love one another, that they would serve one another in the same way that Christ served us. We'd lay down our lives for each other. We would put each other's needs above our own. And in that act, on the night before he died, by washing their feet, he gave us an example to follow, that we would seek out others to meet their needs. So the question then is, well, you know, where is it in your life that you have an opportunity to meet a need? You know, I think it's as simple as asking God, God, put me in a position to be a servant to others. Put me in a position to seek out and serve those that you put in my path. I think serving in church is an awesome way to carry this out, to find a ministry to be a part of. So I just want to challenge you with that, to maybe even talk to God right now, that maybe if you've been serving, you know, maybe it's a time just to be refreshed and say, God, thank you for reminding me of this reality of your humility. Help me to have that humility in my life. Or maybe it's time to talk to God and say, God, help me to be humble and help me to be a servant to others. Give me an opportunity. Show me a way in which I can represent you to this world by lovingly serving others. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you, and have a great weekend. Thanks so much.